This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Well, he was on my show back last year in July. We're talking about no other than Nevada Exploration, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NVDEF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up. They're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol NGE. And with us today is the president of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. James Buskard. James, welcome back to the show.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, pleasure to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Hey, before we get into the Q&A, just give some of my new listeners just a little bit about statement of who you guys are, your flagship property, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Yeah, absolutely. We're an international team of explorers that have been successful, but mostly focused in Nevada. And we're going after the second half of Nevada's gold endowment, which is hidden under its large desert valleys. And to do that, we're integrating some new exploration technology. We're executing on a very large scale. And today we've put together a pipeline of brand new projects, all based on the model of going after a new tier one plus 5 million ounce Carlin type gold deposit.
You know, I can't help to look at it. It seems like Nevada is taking notice. Investors are taking notice. Companies are taking notice. It's a hot place. Why is so much capital heading to Nevada, and what effect is it having on the ground? And how should investors be positioning themselves to look at companies, not only yours, but other ones that are in that area?
Nevada is unique. There's nowhere on the planet right now that produces more gold by area. All the experts agree that there's another plus 200 million ounces waiting to be discovered under its valley. So quite simply, it's the biggest prize in our entire industry, is going after the half of Nevada's gold endowment that we haven't yet been able to look for hiding under its valleys. And what this means is, you know, there's been about $2 billion in the capital markets being raised for juniors since the summer. And what that translates to on the ground is it's go time. Between claim stakers, drillers, assay labs, even geologists, everything's getting snapped up right now. And what that means is those people that already have the infrastructure in place on the ground, the exploration offices, the teams, really, yeah, I think the teams is probably the most important thing. They're able to execute right now. So when people want to position themselves into getting involved in what's happening in Nevada, I would encourage them to really focus on the people. People that have been active in Nevada for a long time, teams that have been active in a long time. The other thing we're seeing is there's lots of old projects being dusted off. What we know about projects that have been kicked around for many cycles is they generally lack scale. And as Rick Rule likes to point out, anything that can and will go wrong with a big project can and will go wrong with a little project. And so whether it's permitting or metallurgy or engineering or even metal prices, things we have no control over, there's so many things that can kill a project. And the safest way to mitigate this risk is to focus on projects that have the scale to push through. So there's a reason the world's biggest miner, being Barrick, is focusing its efforts in projects that are plus 5 million ounces in Nevada. And there's a reason that we position our exploration program to go after projects that are plus 5 million ounces. So, yeah, in summary, I guess, if investors want to come into Nevada, I'd focus on teams that have been there, that have demonstrated they've got people on the ground, that they've already got the relationships in place in this super busy environment to be able to execute, and doing so, going after projects that are, you know, clearly have the potential to be tier one. So big projects with experienced teams, I would say, is where I would focus.
Well, you know, that's a good segue into teams. Let's talk about that. Can you provide us with some insights into your team and the story of your regional scale exploration program that has set you up today, now being one of the larger claiming holders in that particular state?
On the ground, our technical team is led by my colleague, Wade Hodges. Wade's been involved in the discovery of more than 30 million ounces of gold in Nevada. He was formerly the senior exploration manager for a company called Santa Fe up until its merger with Newmont. And a lot of the projects that today have become part of the Nevada Gold Mines Barrick-Newmont joint venture originated on the Santa Fe side. So Wade's had a long involvement in some of the state's most important discoveries. On the board, we have some senior technical oversight from Dr. John Larson. He was BHP's global porphyry copper exploration manager. And BHP, similarly, is really targeting going undercover in terms of focusing its exploration efforts globally. So John brings that perspective and certainly understands what we're trying to do here in Nevada. And most recently, we brought on a senior technical advisor, Simon Griffiths. He was a member of Barrick's discovery team at Gold Rush, which is a very important discovery just north of our South Grass Valley project, where we're getting ready to drill again. And at that time, he was doing so in the capacity as Barrick's global chief geochemist. So a lot of the workflows that were hammered out in the discovery there at Gold Rush, we're now able to integrate into our program at South Grass Valley. So Simon's been a fantastic addition. So that's our leadership on the ground, at the board, and an independent senior technical person to make sure everything we're doing is best in class, really.
You know, December 24th, if I recall right, you put out a press release. You guys raised $3.3 million dollars, and in that press release you also said that you're going to have some information in the coming weeks. Right now you guys are gearing up for your next stage of drilling at what is now your flagship property, the South Grass Valley. How do you expect the drill holes to go on that particular property, and what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, this is going to be our third phase of drilling at the project. First phase of drilling was a series of fairly wide space, fairly deep core holes that we needed to put in to confirm that we had the geologic model that we thought we did. Does this project have the geologic architecture to support a new Carlin district? And has it seen the sort of hydrothermal action that you need in order to deposit that size of gold endowment? So pegging the geologic architecture and confirming it had this scale to be of interest to us was what our first round of drilling had to do. And so that was a very important phase one. Having successfully cleared that hurdle, we went back in last year with our phase two program. For this, we switched to RC drilling. And the goal here was to collect a much wider net, a much wider density of geochemistry samples. And what that allowed us to do is, can we go into this very large district scale system and begin to establish what controlled the flow of the mineralized fluids through the district? Because ultimately we need to be able to establish these, we call them the controls for mineralization, so that we can follow these controls for mineralization, ideally back to potentially economic grades. So that was a very successful program in terms of helping us to understand what we believe to be the mineral controls. And now with that understood, we're going in for our phase three program to now use this information to follow these mineral controls, hopefully to some potentially economic grades. So potentially game changing for the project and really game changing for the company in terms of validating that this systematic science-based approach to de-risking a completely blind covered project, that we're able to execute. So we're all very excited about it.
With a market cap around $18 million, your stock price around 14.7 cents, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I think the biggest thing is that the amount of work, the time and money that's been invested to bring South Grass Valley to the point that we're now able really to test for a discovery is the catalyst that has the potential to significantly re-rate everything we're doing. If folks want to participate or get positioned to participate in that sort of success, now's really the chance. It's time to get positioned if they want to have the opportunity to see what these drill holes provide us.
My guest today has been James Buskard. He is the president of Nevada Exploration Inc. Take a look at him. You can find him on the OTCQB. under the ticker symbol NVDEF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol NGE. James, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular here and come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update. I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, sounds great.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.